And now,
Scott Edward Phelps at 45 RPM.
During our first year, episodes of 45 RPM were 30 minutes. What follows is two of those episodes put together to fit our current 60-minute format. Enjoy the best of the 30s at 45 RPM.
Welcome, welcome.
You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
It's not supposed to make that noise.
Look, a song is a song. You either dig it or you don't.
I hope this doesn't go on my permanent record.
Yes, sir. It brings back a lot of memories.
And just for the record,
I guess the only thing we can do is play you a song.
We stand witness to the awesome power of radio.
Your plastic pal who's fun to be with.
And for all of you out there, this is your song.
The thunder cracks against the night. The dark explodes with yellow light. The railroad sign is flashing bright. The people stare, but I don't care. My flesh is cold against my bone. And Cheryl's going home. Come hear me shouting through the rain. Is there a way to stop the train? I've got some reasons to explain about the way I was today. The whistle moans and I'm alone. And Cheryl's going home. Santa wrote the special down the line. I'm running desperately behind. There's only one thing on my mind. The rain and tears are in my eyes. The things I have to say will not be known. And Cheryl's going home. And Cheryl's going home. Oh, Cheryl's going home.
In answer to the eternal musical question, hey, where's Cheryl going? Well, Cheryl's going home. Hey, everybody, it's Scott Edward Phelps, and welcome to 45 RPM, 30 minutes of saluting the historic and sublime speed of sounds, 45 revolutions per minute, and the vinyl where those memories were mastered, the 45 single. That's Bob Lind from the mid-1960s, and a self-written tune there, Cheryl's Going Home. It was a minor hit in Britain and was the B-side of the 45 that brought Bob Lind to major fame and fortune.
Across my dreams with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love.
This time around, name that tune, Smith. Songs you may know, artists you may know, one not necessarily directly connected to the other, as in the case of Bob Lind. Isley Brothers had a big hit in the early 1960s with this self-penned tune. This version, done by a young lady you know from other hit songs. By the way, spoiler alert, the intro is somewhat melodic and yet not. And let me just tell you right at the front, it's not Yoko. The song, however, gives you a chance to name that tune, Smith, at 45 RPM.
You know you make me want to shout. Look, my head's jumping. Look, my heart's thumping. Throw my head back. Come on now. Don't forget to say you will. Yeah, don't forget to shout. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say you will. Pull your head back, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Pull your head back. Ooh.
Say you will.
Come on now. Say that you love me. Say that you need me.
Say
that you want me. Ain't gonna grieve me.
Say.
Come on now.
Say.
Come on now.
Say.
Come on now.
Say.
I still remember.
Yeah,
now.
want you to know. Yeah. I said I want you to know. Yeah. You've been good to me. Yeah. Baby.
Here and there throughout that song, I'm sure you said to yourself, I know that voice, I know that voice, I just can't place that voice. Well, it would be disingenuous of me to say that was a Lulu of a rendition, wouldn't you think?
I don't know.
That's right, Lulu and her biggest hit.
If you wanted the sky, I would ride across the sky in letters that would soar 1,000 feet high.
You're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
This is not the way I wish to be remembered.
Well, wishes come in all forms, and in not just a few songs. And this iconic Disney tune was recorded in the 1940s, written for, was it Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Maybe.
I think so. I'd have to look that up. Don't have time right now. Doing a show. Bet you've never heard this version by this artist. Name that tune, Smith. At 45 RPM.
When a star is born, they possess a gift or two. One of them is this, to make your dreams come true. Upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star as dreamers do, fate is kind. She brings to those the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. Upon a star, your dream comes true.
Is Mr. middle name is Francis. His last name is DeMucci, but he is known mononymously. What the hell is that word? Mononymously. There you go. It's like anonymous, only just one person. Mononymously.
Yep.
By his first name, Dion. Of Dion and the Belmonts and their spin on the Walt Disney classic tune. You're listening to 45 RPM. Name that tune, Smith. Songs by artists that may have direct connections or just kind of wander around. Speaking of, if you've forgotten who Dion was, one of his biggest hits had a little to do with wandering.
'Cause I'm a wanderer. Yeah.
See there, you've heard great music and learned a really cool word today.
Well, that's fantastic.
Well, we're happy that you're happy. Among the hundreds of great songs recorded through the years by Linda Ronstadt, this was a very poignant and lovely piece of work.
Faith is love, like a river.
Song's been recorded by lots of people, including this particular artist, who has a particularly unique connection to the song itself. Name that tune, Smith, at 45 RPM.
Faith was love, like a river flows, like raindrops falling. Broken rose down in some valley where nobody goes, where the night blows in like a cold dark wind. Faithless love, like a river flows. Faithless love, where did I go wrong? Too many stories, too many heartbreak songs, where nobody's right, nobody's wrong. Faithless love will find you, and misery entwine you. Faithless love, where did I go wrong? Well, I guess I'm staying. The way it sometimes goes, never a new love ever turns out like it seems. I guess the feeling comes and goes. Faithless love, like a river, like raindrops falling on a broken rose, down in some valley where nobody goes. Faithless love has found me, thrown its chilly arms around me.
The unique connection to that beautiful song? Well, he wrote that beautiful song, John David Souther. You're listening to 45 RPM, more great music just ahead.
Faithless love.
Check this out!
We have much to do and less time to do it in.
I suggest you do it again.
Here I come to save the day!
I'm not finished yet!
Maybe you should put some shorts on or something.
Johnny boy, take it slow. Don't you know? Don't you know?
She may kiss me like Addie. She may hold me like Addie. But she'll never, no, never, never. She will never, never love me like Addie. She may whisper,
she may say,
you're her only
one.
That without you,
the day
she is lonely.
She's the man.
But she'll never. Take it slow, take it slow. Don't you know, don't you know? She may kiss you like I do. She may hold you like I do. But she'll never, no, never, never. She will never, never love you like I do. Johnny boy, take it slow. Don't you know? Don't you know? She may kiss you the like I do. She may hold you the like I do. But she'll never, no, never, never. She will never, 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 never love you like I do. Like I do.
Well, there's a song you've probably never heard before that has weaved in and out of pop music history, like Ricky Bobby used to weave in and out of the field on a good hot NASCAR day.
Shake and bake, Cal! Woo! Shake and bake!
The song, called Like I Do. It was the first single released in 1962 by a young lady who went on to become a fairly iconic pop music star. If the melody seems vaguely familiar to you, it's because it was adapted by a fellow named Dick Manning from Amaker Ponchielli's Dance of the Hours from La Gioconda. The song went to number 2 in Italy, number 4 in the Netherlands, and as I said, was the first hit single by. But 2 years later, it was adapted again by a guy who went on to win the 1964 Grammy for Best Comedy Recording with his interpretation of Dance of the Hours, Alan Sherman.
Hello, mother. Hello, father.
Hopefully, Mr. Ponchielli had a good agent who was looking out for his royalties. Oh, and the young lady who released Like I Do, her very first single in 1962, well, she went on to have more than just a few hits. Here was one of them.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Are you ready, boots? Nancy Sinatra, 45 RPM.
You're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
Oh, no, y'all cut that out.
Over the years, Sheryl Crow has recorded a lot of great music, and she has written many of her hits herself. In this case, not so much.
The first cut is the deepest. Baby, I know the first cut.
A great version of a great song, but the writer of the song also recorded it back in the day, and his identity might surprise you. His voice is going to seem familiar to you. Let's see if you can name that tunesmith at 45 RPM.
I would have given you all of my heart, but there's someone who's torn it apart, and she's taken almost all that I've got. But if you want, I'll try to love again. Baby, I'll try to love again, but I know.
The first cut is the deepest. Baby, I know. The first cut is the deepest.
Singing voice of the composer of this song is familiar to you is that you've heard him on many hits. You're probably not able to identify him because the hits that he's known for were much more mellow, much more laid back, folky even. The composer's name? Yusuf Islam. But in his heyday as a hit-making pop writer and performer, you knew him better as Cat Stevens. We're big fans of Jimmy Webb around here, even the stuff that's not necessarily that well known. Here's a song by Jimmy Webb, and the singer? Well, again, I think the voice is going to make you go, I know that voice. But I'm not going to tell you. That's part of the fun of playing Name That Tunesmith at 45 RPM.
Married to the road, there's no other way to say it. Baby found out quite early in the game that I belong to my songs. He chose not to play it. Now I walk down the street and I hear them call my name.
Tunesmith, Tunesmith, sing me a song. Give me your laughter, give me your tears. Tunesmith, Tunesmith, sing me a song. But who sings a song for the tunesmith? Who sings a song for the tunesmith? He could have changed my mind if anyone could do it. That's why I know I'll always be this way. And now that I've got fame, I find there's nothing to it. I remember how I loved him when I hear the people say, Tunesmith, Tunesmith, sing me a song. Give me your laughter, give me your tears. Tunesmith, Tunesmith, sing me a song. But who sings a song for the tunesmith? Sings a song for the tunesmith.
And that familiar singing voice, Vicky Carr, and her biggest hit ever that was featured prominently in that wonderful Cher Nicolas Cage movie, Moonstruck.
Let it please be him. Oh, dear God, it must be him. It must be him, or I shall die.
Oh. Snap out of it!
Not just the same old, same old. You're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
Today we salute you, Mr. Giant Finger Maker.
Mr. Giant Finger Maker.
Oh, finally.
And finally, speaking of fingers, the group that was known as the Ivies changed the name to Badfinger and had a whole slew of hits from Baby Blue.
Special love I have for you. Baby Blue.
To the power ballad Day After Day. A lot of people don't know that Badfinger's biggest hit was a song done by someone else. They'd recorded a version of the song, written by Pete Ham and Tom Evans of Badfinger, but it was Harry Nilsson who had the iconic hit with
"Can't Live If Living Is Without You." I can't live, I can't give in.
It was 1968, though, that Badfinger had one of their biggest hits with a song that they didn't write. A song written specifically for a movie starring Ringo Starr and Peter Sellers called The Magic Christian. The song? Come and Get It.
If you want it, here it is. Come and
by the way, that song was written by a guy who had a little experience of writing hit songs as well. Badfinger was thrilled when they got the demo, performed by the composer, Paul McCartney. At 45 RPM.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Making my love last. If you want it, anytime I can give it. But you better hurry, cause it may not last. Did I even say that the must be a cat?
A smorgasbord of great songwriting to a solid focus on a singular songwriting genius. Words and Music by Jimmy Webb as the best of the 30s continues.
Lots more great music at 45 RPM.
This is your captain. Prepare for takeoff. Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
would you like to glide in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I. Whoa, we can fly. Whoa, we can fly. I mean, up and away in my beautiful balloon. The world's a nicer place in my beautiful balloon. Don't you know that it wears a nicer face in my beautiful balloon? We can sing a song and sail along the silver sky. Didn't I say we would fly? Yes, we can fly. I mean up, up and away in my beautiful balloon. Suspended under a twilight canopy, we'll search the clouds for a star to guide us. If by some chance you find yourself loving me, dig.
Now cut it right there now.
Now sock it to me, B.
Love is waiting there in my beautiful balloon. Way up in the air in my beautiful balloon. If you hold my hand, we'll chase your dreams across the sky. Lord, we can fly. We can fly. I mean up and away in my beautiful balloon. Up and away, I mean up and away. Did I say up and away in my pretty balloon? Keep it on going. Fasten your
seat. Yeah, fasten your seat belts. Indeed. Hey, everybody, it's Scott Edward Phelps, and welcome to 45 RPM, 30 minutes of saluting. The historic and sublime Speed of Sound's 45 revolutions per minute, and the vinyl, where those memories were mastered, the 45 singles. Sammy Davis Jr., my oh my. Well, he was a movie star, a singer, lounge performer, club performer, Las Vegas performer. Do the Google on him, kids. And in the 70s, ever so briefly, he was a pop star and a pretty big pop hit.
Who can take a sunrise?
Who can take a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with you. Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The Candyman.
The Candyman.
Ooh, the Candyman can.
Mr. Davis Jr., though, is not the subject of this episode. This episode, Name That Tunesmith, Volume 2. Now, usually, the Name That Tunesmith episodes involve me playing some tunes, and you get to guess who wrote them. Ergo Tunesmith. This time around, I'm just going to tell you up front. Every song you're going to hear in this episode was written by Jimmy Webb. The spin on this one is, these are versions of Jimmy Webb songs you probably have not heard, like Up, Up and Away by Sammy Davis Jr. The song Up, Up and Away was one of the very first songs that brought songwriter Jimmy Webb to prominence, and it did okay. It cleaned up at the 10th Annual Grammy Awards in 1968 to the tune of Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Pop Performance by a Duo or a Group with Vocals, Best Performance by a Vocal Group, Best Performance by a Chorus, Best Contemporary Song.
And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Yeah, probably that too. The original version, of course, done by the Fifth Dimension. More on that later. But as I said, this time around, play a Jimmy Webb song and then you get to guess, hey, Who was that singing that?
Who are those guys?
Johnny Rivers recorded this one first in 1965, and Glenn Campbell recorded it, I found out actually while I was researching this, on my 16th birthday in 1967 at Capitol Studios in Hollywood. It's been covered over 300 times since then, the song that Frank Sinatra once called, quote, the greatest torch song ever written, unquote. And one of those 300, well, a voice you might not think you recognize, but you do. We'll find out shortly as you name that tunesmith with words and music by Jimmy Webb at 45 RPM.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on the door. And she'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch, give me a call. Oh, but she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all.
If you're a connoisseur of hits of the 1960s, you surely recognize that voice. That's O.C. Smith. He had two big ones back in the 1960s. One, a little ballad about hanging fruit.
Oh, God didn't make little green apples. It don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
And the other one about a loving mama who took care of business by taking care of business.
Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Hollow's tramp.
You're listening to 45 RPM.
Today we salute you, Mr. Stud in a Rug.
Mentioned earlier, Fifth Dimension played prominently in the breakthrough days of Jimmy Webb as a songwriter.
It loomed large in his legend.
And they had a moderate hit with this Webb metaphor to Shag and Berber. But 6 months before the Fifth Dimension recorded, this hit-making guy, with more than just a little interest in Mr. Webb, did it first. At 45 RPM.
When you see some mud upon the ground, you lay down so she don't have to walk around. And you think that will protect her from the rain, but you never ever stop the pain. And she walks all over you, she knows she is. You're the coffin man. You're the coffin man. Take such care to keep that girl's feet clean, like she's some kind of big man. The world's so far below her, it's not a scene.
red. Yeah, you're the copy in red. It's lonely down there, that's for certain. And coffee's down there thin. That's when they have to be thrown away.
That's what you say to herself some sunny day. She'll say, come to my wedding. Of course you do, my wedding. And they'll waltz all over you, waltz all over you. They can.
'Cause you're the cup in red.
You're the cup in red.
And you're the cup in red. Cup in red.
If you're a pop music lover, you certainly know the work of John Ramostella from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Or as he was known and still is known throughout the pop world, Johnny Rivers. And if you don't know anything else that Johnny Rivers has done somewhere along the way, you've heard this one.
Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
Johnny actually signed Jimmy Webb to his very first publishing deal and helped Jimmy get started by recording a number of Webb's tunes, including, and as I mentioned earlier, Johnny was the first one to record By the Time I Get to Phoenix. 245 times artists have gone in to record this song, everybody from Eddie Arnold to Jim Nabors to Smokey Robinson to Johnny Cash. This version was cut in 1971 by a guy you've undoubtedly heard, if not for his work on a hit song by The Doors, then every holiday when he wants to wish you a Merry Christmas. This time out, there was no vocal. He let the tune do the talking at 45 RPM. It's obviously unfair to ask if you recognize the voice, but it's probably not a stretch to say, hey, you know, I think I recognize that style.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
And of course, each and every holiday season, Jose Feliciano.
Check this out!
We have much to do and less time to do it in.
I suggest you do it again.
Here I come to save the day!
I'm not finished yet!
Maybe you should put some shorts on or something.
Ah!
bruise me. We both bruise too easily, too easily to let it show. I love you, and that's all I know.
All my plans have fallen through. All my plans depend on you, depend on you to help them grow. I love you, and that's all.
Let the song go on. It's a fine line between the darkness and the dawn. They say in the darkest night
there's a light beyond.
But the ending always comes at last.
Endings always
a fine line between the darkness and the dawn. They say in the darkest night there's a light beyond. But the ending always comes at last. Endings always come too fast. They come
from an album of love songs used on the soap opera One Life to Live some years ago, Amy Holland, who had a couple of hits back in the disco 70s, this one in particular. And her duet partner, actually her life partner as well, singer, songwriter, Doobie Brother, and Amy Holland's husband for almost 40 years, Michael McDonald. You're listening to 45 RPM. Name That Tune, Smith, Volume 2, and not so much who wrote them. Jimmy Webb wrote them all, but who sang them? Not a hit single, but catchy enough to catch the ear of over two dozen artists who've recorded this one since 1967. This version spent 6 weeks on the Billboard R&B chart in 1968. And who's the tuner? Well, here's a hint. He warned you before you let him in. Think about it while he sings the words and music of Jimmy Webb. At 45 RPM.
Girl, I can understand how it might be kinda hard to love a guy like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own kin did. From the very start, it's my own fault for what happens to my heart. You see, I've always known you'd go. So you just do what you gotta do, my wild, sweet love. Though it may mean I'll never kiss those sweet lips again, pay that no mind and find that dapple dream of yours. Come on back and see me when you can.
Another one of those that makes you go, I know that voice. I know that voice. Of course you do. He had a big hit in 1968 with a song written and recorded first by a civil rights activist by the name of Oscar Brown, but Al Wilson took it high into the charts in 1968. And that hit song, well, let's just say it wrapped up with the protagonist suggesting to the lady in the story,
"Ah, shut up, silly woman. Sipping a reptile with a grin. Now you knew darn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman." Sad the snake.
Pop quiz. What Jimmy Webb song, supposedly a thinly veiled Vietnam War protest song, was recorded by such a diverse group of artists as lounge singer Jerry Vale, Hawaiian legend Don Ho, country singer Farron Young, and instrumentally by, among others, The Ventures and the Lawrence Welk Orchestra? Well, the biggest hit, again, Glenn Campbell, but no episode featuring the work of Jimmy Webb would be complete without a contribution from probably the most authentic interpreter of the work of Jimmy Webb, Jimmy Webb. At 45 RPM.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing. While I watch the cannon flashing, and I clean my gun, and I dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea, and is she waiting there all for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I'm so afraid of dying before I dry the tears she's crying, before I see your seabirds flying in the sun at Galveston, at Galveston, oh, at a Galveston. Galveston.
You're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
And finally, the Fifth Dimension really got the ball rolling for Jimmy Webb with Up, Up, and Away, and they went on to record a half a dozen of his songs through the years, from The Worst That Could Happen.
Girl, I've heard you're getting married. Heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure, and this is the end. They say you really mean it. This guy's the one that makes you.
To a little ditty called Paper Cup. But props to Sammy Davis Jr. and the over 150 other artists who have recorded this song through the years. It seems right to go out as we came in, with the Fifth Dimension doing the song that got it all started for them, and for an Oklahoma boy who wrote some songs and had some hits, starting with the story of a boy and his balloon. At 45 RPM.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can fly.
We can fly.
Up, up and away.
I'm Scott Edward Phelps. Join me next time. There's lots of great music to be heard at 45 RPM.
Turn it off, man!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
We'll catch you next time.
Time to get back to the real world.
And like that...